Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump met with Ukraine's President Zelensky today, the president renewing his push for Russia to end the war in Ukraine, telling reporters he had a good talk with Russia's leader yesterday and mentioned Ukraine may get long-range missiles.
We're going to be talking about Tomahawks and would much rather have them not need Tomahawks. Would much rather have the war be over.
The president says he'll meet with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in Hungary in a few weeks and says he thinks Putin wants to make a deal to end the war. In Maryland today, John Bolton, former Trump national security advisor, pleaded not guilty to 18 federal counts of retaining and sharing classified information. Bolton is the third political opponent to be indicted since President Trump called on Justice Department to charge his enemies. A severe line of storms sweeping across the nation's midsection this weekend from Texas to Ohio. The cold front includes heavy rain, hail, and possible tornadoes. This is ABC News. Prince Andrew announcing he's giving up his titles and honors that include the Duke of York title due to accusations that he says distracts from the royal family. Andrew continues to face allegations linked to convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein and one of his victims and survivors. ABC's Patrick Reeval has more from London.
We know that he has made this decision with the memoir of Virginia Giuffre due to be published next week. Virginia Giuffre accusing Prince Andrew of having sex with her when she was underage multiple times, including Jeffrey Epstein's private island. The prince has obviously always denied that. He has again in his statement again denied that. But in 2022, he did settle with Virginia Giuffre in a multi-million pound out-of-court settlement.
Giuffre died by suicide earlier this year. On Wall Street today, stocks ended up. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Quality Segway UT10 1000cc 105 horsepower UTVs for $9,999. The Homesteader store was able to get a shipment of fresh in the crate 2024 camo UT10s at a special discount. We're passing that discount on to you. So before you spend a bunch of money on a certain brand name, check out these high quality Segway UT10s for $99.99. See the full line of Segway UTVs at the Homesteader store.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Autoworks. This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright designed restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at taliesinpreservation.org. This weekend marks the ninth weekend of the high school football season. Teams are fighting for playoff spots and playoff seating. And join us for the Game of the Week on Friday night on WRCO, featuring the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks at the Richland Center Hornets. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at 6:35, kickoff at 7 between the Blackhawks and the Hornets, followed by Football Friday Night and the fabulous postgame show. Friday Night Football this weekend from WRCO Sports.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Scattered showers likely this evening, maybe some rumbles of thunder. Low 57, partly sunny and mild tomorrow with a high of 73. Showers likely tomorrow night with a low of 46. Blustery winds and cooler on Sunday, partial clearing in the afternoon, high 59, and mostly cloudy and breezy on Monday, a 40% chance of a few showers by later afternoon, especially north with a high of 64. Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 72 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. I've been watching you for a long time, sitting on your front porch swing. So I'm going to ask you one little question, one simple little thing.
Are you available to walk with me? Are you available to talk with me? Are you available to spend some time with me tonight? We can jump in the truck, take a little ride, maybe go on down by the riverside. Are you available? Are you available tonight? When I see your pretty eyes, oh, so soft and blue, it makes me wanna do things I don't want my mama to know I do. Are you available to walk with me? Are you available to talk with me? Are you available to spend some time with me tonight? We can take the boat out on the lake. Don't be shy, girl, for goodness sake. Are you available? Are you available tonight? So long for me to get to you, but when you flash that smile my way, I can see you're thinking what I'm thinking too. Are you available to walk with me? Are you available to talk with me? Are you available to spend some time with me tonight? We can jump in the truck, take it for a drive, maybe go on down by the riverside. Are you available? Are you available tonight? Whoa, are you available? Are you available tonight?
car get into deep. Why big events don't feel like home? Don't wanna rock, I need a rolling stone. Don't wanna hold me, baby, just set me free.
That was Patti Loveless with I Wanna Believe. Before that, we had Kelly Pickler, Little Bit Gypsy. And our time right now is 6:16 and clouding up pretty good out there. Temperature 72 degrees. Hard to believe, 72 degrees on the 17th day of October. That's going to change, though, after we get into the weekend. Sunday, it's supposed to start cooling down. 59 only for high on Sunday. So a little bit of a heat wave we have now compared to the temperatures we will be having. But it is fall in Wisconsin. But hopefully you'll have a great weekend, no matter what you have planned. And of course, we have high school football coming up here shortly. Probably the pregame should be starting within the next 15 to 20 minutes, and it'll be the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks at the Richland Center Hornets. So Phil Neal will be bringing you the broadcast of that game from Advitas Field, starting at around 6:35 is our pregame. Also, the Brewers, well, they're almost out of it, but hopefully they can hang on. You never know. Miracles do happen. So the Brewers, they got to, it's one or done. So they got to keep on winning and make it way into the World Series. But that is a tough task, especially in Los Angeles. And of course, Los Angeles has Shohei Ohtani on the mound too. So that's not too good, but you never know. We'll keep our fingers crossed and keep our Brewer hopes alive. And you can hear the broadcast of that game this evening on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at around 7:38 with the pregame starting at 7.
This Saturday, come enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale. They're serving 4:30 until 7. The menu is comfort food at its best. Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, salads, rolls, and dessert bars. A free will offering will be accepted for the meal. But that's not all. Browse the silent auction featuring amazing items and a selection of homemade pies. Stick around after dinner for the live auction, which begins at 7 p.m. Join your family and friends and make new friends at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located at 24811 State Highway 58 in beautiful downtown Ithaca. That's Saturday, the Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, getting underway at 4:30. See you there.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hello, this is Phil Neal. I was wondering if you'd want to hang out on Saturday night.
Rock and Rollers. Yes, indeed, we're going to have a great rock and roll show, a really big shoe on Saturday night between 6 and midnight. We'll be playing all your hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, and we'll stop and park for a time during this weekend's countdown in 1988.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, to the
sponsored in part by Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Jets Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W Oboscabel. Join us Saturday night. I hope you will, for those were the days.
WRCO 100.9.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, a smile on her face when she made me break out of my guitar and play.
Just
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary. This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright design restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at taliesinpreservation.org.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM Showtech, Biozyme Vitafirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
100.9 WRCO.
Everything seems okay, babe. You wake up and find that you're alone. Cause I'll be gone. As you walk down the street, baby, we'll ask you why you're walking all alone and why you're on your own. And just say I'm gone, 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 cause you done me wrong. We'll be right back.
rocking. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a shit. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Oh Lord. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the ninth week of the regular football season. Here we go. Prairie du Chien plays at Richland Center. All kinds of playoff implications around the area. We'll talk about some of the games coming up, and we'll have details at halftime on a conference championship Richland Center Ithaca cross-country boys team and playoff scenarios with Travis Wilson. All a part of our Football Friday Night.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power
Sports. Are you ready for a fresh new look or a little well-deserved pampering? Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations are here to make it happen. Whether you're after the latest hair trends or a relaxing nail service, their talented stylists deliver expert care and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. At Inspired Innovations, it's not just about beauty, it's about the experience. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Visit them in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service.
Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JWU Wing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
The WIAA football playoffs actually begin tomorrow for 8-player teams. North Crawford will be at Highland. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. And DeSoto at Belmont. 11-player football tonight. Ripon at Adams Friendship. Sauk Prairie at Edgewood. Nakusa at Mauston. Mount Horeb-Barneveld at Portage. Baraboo at Sparta. GET at Westby. Aquinas at Viroqua. Reedsburg at Toma. In the SWAL, Darlington at Belleville, Benton Scales Mount Scholesburg at Southwestern East Dubuque, and Fenimore at Mineral Point. Six Rivers, Boscobel at Waseca Steuben Seneca, Potosi Cassville at Blackhawk Warren, and Riverdale at Iowa Grant. Here's Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson talking about his team's great effort against a top-rated Blackhawk Warren team last weekend. It resulted in a Riverdale loss, but they kept it close all the way.
You know, the coordinators did another really nice job of preparing for this. We talked all week about upsets. We talked all week about possibilities. And that, they started as a good team, and they're still a good team. And we started out maybe not as much confident as a team, but look where we are now. We're a good team, too. And I really think we proved that. We battled them hard in the first quarter, came out in the second quarter, scored three times, missed a couple of extra points. But I really felt we battled the entire game against one of the top teams in the state.
And this week you play a familiar opponent over the years, Iowa Grant. What do you know about them?
Tremendous passing attack. They got one of the top quarterbacks in the state, one of the top receivers in the state, and they're chucking the ball around probably as much as anybody else that we've seen this year.
And when you play there, is there anything on the line? I mean, any outside hope of playoffs for Riverdale?
Yeah, we've been talking about that. You try to be careful what you say and how you say it. But there's a chance. There's a really good chance statistically and record-wise and who beat who and what divisions we're in. But it also comes down to some teams from outside our area, too. Like 100 miles away, we might rely on a team to upset somebody else or make sure this team does their job.
The bottom line is Riverdale has to do its job, though, right?
Bottom line is we have to win first, and if we win, then we'll be sitting around Saturday morning waiting for the results.
And Iowa Grant, certainly that's a team, again, you know quite a lot about. How do you match up with them, Jeff?
I think we match up pretty well. Caleb does a really nice job of setting the pass defense. He's got some ideas. We've had some success with other offenses this year. So passing-wise, we have a pretty good secondary.
Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson. His team is renewing an old rivalry at Iowa Grant this evening. We're leading toward kickoff between Prairie du Chien and Richland Center, tonight's featured broadcast. And we'll have more on the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show after this timeout.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, TriStar Gifts and More welcomes shoppers with a fresh selection of autumn treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will appreciate Amish-built hunting blinds, offering panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for ultimate comfort. This fall, TriStar Gifts and More brings the magic of the season to life. Find them on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results. The WRCO pregame show continues in the Scenic Bluffs this evening. Cashton travels to Royal, Brookwood at Nisida, Hillsboro at Bangor, and Ithaca at New Lisbon. The Bulldogs of Ithaca lost a heartbreaker to Brookwood last week by a point. I asked co-head coach David Klang about the game.
We had lots of yards against them and things like that. It's just kind of penalties set us back, and some turnovers definitely didn't help either. But like that was huge for us. That if we just played that game clean, it's definitely a different outcome.
What do you know about this week's opponent?
New Lisbon likes to throw the ball a lot. I mean, I know they haven't had a ton of success with what they've been doing this year, but just that fact that they like to kind of just get out there and kind of wing the ball, you never know what happens, especially if we miss a coverage or something like that, that they could definitely score and make some big plays. So that's always kind of one thing that we got to watch out with these guys in particular, just because of how much they want to try to throw the ball and kind of do some different things that we haven't been used to the last couple weeks.
One of the keys is getting pressure up front, I'm sure, isn't it?
Yeah, that'd be huge, and that's what we're hoping, that they don't get time to even get passes off, get a bunch of sacks or tackles for losses. That'd be awesome and kind of set the tone for the night.
With the playoff scenarios, do you know much about the potential for the Bulldogs yet, David?
We're sitting pretty good. I mean, obviously we'd have liked to win a couple other games and get a higher seed and whatnot, but as long as we take care of business on Friday, we're definitely thinking we're in the playoffs. We're probably a lower seed, but even with that, that's perfectly fine because we know we're kind of capable of. But with all the new seeding and all that kind of stuff, it'll be kind of interesting to see how it all shakes out. But we're pretty confident as long as we take care of business Friday, we'll be in there somewhere.
How close to being full strength for the last week of the regular season?
We're as full strength as we can be for the most part, and everybody's as healthy as they've been, and no real major injuries or anything like that. So that's always huge, being this late in the year and not having any of those injuries, and hopefully get some momentum going and keep it injury-free this week.
David Klang, the Bulldogs of Ithaca, trying to win at New Lisbon tonight to better their playoff seeding. The Southwest Conference, Lancaster at New Glarus, Platteville at Broadhead Judah, Dodgeville at River Valley. The Blackhawks, we had them on the air last week as they suffered their very first loss. They need to win to stay in first place, at least for a tie, and it's a big game with Dodgeville tonight. I talked to Coach Tyler McLean of River Valley about last week's game and the choice to go for two with 13 seconds left instead of trying to tie the game with an extra point kick.
Right at the end there, I felt like we had kind of just regained the momentum back. Our defense was doing a decent job, but they were kind of struggling a little bit too on that end. We had the full support of my coaching staff. Some of the players were wanting to go for two as well. And you can always look in hindsight, 2020, maybe you wish you had a better call and all that stuff. But at the same time, too, in the back of my mind, I also know we had a pretty good kicker as well in Rahan. So at the same time, if, you know, we didn't convert that 2-point, we obviously did get the onside kick, and he still gave us a really good chance of winning that game.
Yeah, and you did get the onside kick. I presume that's one that you've practiced a bit.
Yeah, we do practice that quite a bit. When Ron's available, when we can use him and all that stuff, when he's not doing soccer. But we still practice it without him as well. It's something that we've kind of executed every week. It's the first time we've had to pull it out, and it was awesome to kind of see the high level of execution we had there on Friday night.
Well, you worked this week for a game with Dodgeville. What do you know about them this year?
You know, you look at their record, and you might think to yourself, you know, this is a team that's kind of in the dumps, but you know, watching them on film and kind of looking at their box scores, like, they're a team that's fighting and getting better every single week. They don't really have that opportunity to go play in the playoffs, so there's gonna be some seniors on their team that are gonna be playing their last ever football game. So I think they're gonna come with a lot of energy and, you know, being ready to kind of ruin our Friday night in a sense. So we've been kind of preparing that with our boys the entire week, that we can't be looking at the record, we can't be looking at the past pretty much. We really got to try to stay as focused as we can on Friday night and execute at a really high level.
And really a must-win if you want to have at least a share of the conference title, right?
Pretty much the biggest thing that we can do now. after kind of suffering that loss Friday night, is just focus on us and take care of our business. You know, if we get some help from some other conference teams and how that shakes out, so be it. But again, a lot of our goals that we kind of set for each other and this group here are still in front of us. We don't have full control like we did before. But again, we got to take care of the task at hand, which is taking care of Dodgeville Friday night.
Do you have any inkling of which direction you might be going in the playoff pairings and seedings this year?
I mean, we kind of have that playoff matrix, so you can kind of see where you'd be at kind of week to week. You know, I think we're expecting at least a home game for the first round, depending on where that seed's going to be and maybe who that matchup's going to be. Again, our conference is highly competitive. There's a lot of good squads in our conference that are even still fighting for a playoff spot right now. So at least kind of the initial look at it, based on the kind of matrix of it, looks like we're at least have a home game after that. And then we'll kind of take it from there.
That's River Valley coach Tyler McLean joining us on WRCO Sports. We'll break down the Prairie du Chien Richland Center game coming up next.
Drip, drip. Hear that? Don't let a small leak turn into a big problem. At Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, we're here 24/7 for all of your plumbing needs, repairs, replacements, and emergencies. You can trust Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, where your problem is our priority. For plumbing needs, big and small, we've got you covered. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates and all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics was nationally recognized for having one of the cleanest hospitals in the country. Cleanliness is a huge part of preventing infections. As International Infections Prevention Week starts, here are three simple ways to protect your own family daily. Number one, wash hands often. Teach kids early when to wash and how. One helpful hint? Try singing the ABCs song while soaping up before rinsing. Number two, disinfect surfaces. And number three, wear a mask in public when ill. Stay safe, everyone.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Coach Troxell joins us as we get set for the ninth week of the season. Coach, how's the team feeling? How you looking here as you get to the ninth week? Are you pretty healthy?
We are. And what's really kind of been nice about this is we have been really surprised to get Liam Fingerson back. And so, you know, for the first time in about a month, we'll be at full strength, you know, going into this last SWC contest with Prairie.
Last week's game must have been a fun one for you.
It was. You know, I mean, we talked all week about just the mentality going down, you know, and playing Broadhead and 2 hours away, you know, that we just needed to go 1-0. And they got 120-some opportunities, right, to go 1-0. And so they were dialed in. And for whatever reason, we play a lot better on the road. You know, I don't know if it's just a focus thing or whatever, but I was very, very pleased with our execution right from the get-go, all the way around with all three phases.
When you look at this week, what do you work on this late in the season in preparation for your games?
You know, to be honest, it's just the little things. I mean, the game plan doesn't change a whole lot. All of our opponents have, you know, 9 weeks of film or 8 weeks going into this contest. And so we just kind of look at areas that we feel like we have a competitive advantage, you know, and for us, we're going to look at where we can run the ball, you know, and then with them, it comes down to, you know, can we stop their play action pass, you know? So I think if we have those two things that go well and go in our favor, you know, I think we're going to get out of there with a win tomorrow.
What's the scenario in terms of the Hornets making the playoffs? I presume win and there's no sweat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at this point, I mean, it's a new matrix, and so everybody's kind of feeling it out how it's going to go in year one. I think week seven, the WIAA sent out a potential playoff qualifier list, and in that list, we were in the field of 32, you know, and but that was without, you know, your week seven result of where we beat Broadhead, and then obviously going into this game as well. So, I mean, winning, we're in. I think if that happens, we're somewhere in the low 20s, you know, with a field of 32, that feels pretty comfortable, you know, and if it doesn't go our way, you know, then it comes down to we're on the bubble, and it's who beats who that week, and what does that kind of look like. So what we've talked with the boys is, again, just kind of going 1-0, but getting this win and ending the season 5-4, you know, 4-3 in conference play, sets up a road with some conference opponents that we would really like to have another crack at in the postseason.
Prairie Rainier Sheen, they made a pretty good playoff run a year ago. Still some of the same guys back from that team, Andy.
You know, when you have a kid like Blake Fury, and he can run and he can catch and he can do just about anything, you know, I mean, that's going to help you out. But they're not the same team as what they were last year, obviously, without him. But they're having a lot of success. You know, I mean, they're 5-1 in conference. They're in a three-way tie, you know, with New Glarus and Valley. You know, so, I mean, they're pretty proud of what they've done, and they've played in some close ball games. You know, and that's been the SWC this year, is that there's been a handful of games that, you know, this team beat that team by a point or 2 points, right? But then next week, you know, somebody else beat them by 20. You know, it's just been very, very up and down. And I think that's the biggest question for us going into this game. I mean, are we going to get the Prairie du Chien that knocked off number 5, New Glarus? Or are we going to get the Prairie du Chien that, you know, had a last-minute drive to beat a Dodgeville? You know, I mean, two very different ball clubs.
And for the Hornets, as you always say, you probably just have to worry about yourselves, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, we talk constantly with the kids that, you know, the other team's going to come in with a game plan that they think is going to be effective, you know, and at the end of the day, they're going to do whatever they do, right? And our job is to make sure that you guys execute, you know, in the best way possible, you know? So that's always my concern, is can we play mistake-free football where everybody does their assignment and really executes like they've been coached to do. You know, if we do that, you know, hold on to the ball and really kind of protect turnovers, I think we get out of there with a win.
That's Coach Andy Troxell of Richland Center. His team is hosting Prairie du Chien, and the game is coming up tonight from WRCO Radio Sports. Enjoy football tonight.
At WRCO-FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
From Vitus Ripfield, hello everyone, welcome to tonight's broadcast featuring the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks and the Richland Center Hornets. Prairie du Chien coming in with a record of 5-1 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. They are 5-3 overall, and Richland Center is 4-4 overall and 3-3 in the conference. The teams will hit the field here in just a little bit. We're hoping that everything goes well tonight for the final week of the season. Unbelievable that we're sitting here with a light shirt, a light jacket maybe, short sleeve shirts, whatever. And it's unbelievable that there is the potential of some thunder and lightning tonight. So officials here are keeping an eye on that. We'll hope to get everything in. It has to be played tonight. We've talked about the scenario if there is a lightning delay. WIA has grouped the teams, and they have to get the pairings going by late tonight. In order to have a reveal show at 10 tomorrow morning. So there is no going back. You got to play it tonight. We're just hoping that it goes in the regulation, and we're going to get it in here tonight at Vitus Field in good time. Hornets and the Prairie meet again in this longtime conference rivalry. It's next from WRCO Sports.
At Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, they're more than a company, they're part of the community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. Neighbors helping neighbors. Now, Rockwell wants to connect with local nonprofit and 501c3 groups for volunteer and donation opportunities. If your organization would like to partner, call 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Barrier Sheen will kick off to the Hornets, and we'll get this one underway from the Vitus Rip Field. Number two, the kicker, Garrett DeHart for Prairie, and here's the approach, and it scoots across the ground all the way back to the deep return man, and breaking away a little bit is Baker, gets a little room, moves and grooves up to the 40 to the 42, and that's where the Hornets will take over. Good return by Brenton Baker. He's been doing that all year. Hornet offense. On the line, center Devin Harris. The guards are Ethan Bindle and Cruz Salazar. The tackles are Abe Bosworth and Isaac Gall. Quarterback is Jaden Shep. In the backfield, joined by Bronson Perkins and Brady Dosh, Brenton Baker. Wide receivers are Kaizen Schwitzenberg and Will Weiss. Hornets take over. Good field position to start on their own 42-yard line. Going from our left to our right, driving toward the south end zone in the opening quarter of football. Ball is on the near hash mark for the Hornets, who look it over. Line is set. Shep will take it out of the shotgun, awaiting the snap. There it is. And a handoff going to Dosh. He's hit in the backfield, and he is driven back for a loss. Back to around the 38-yard line. So a loss of 2 yards on the play, and the Hornets will regroup. There was not much happening on that far side. Coming across was Weston Marks, number 61. Fans still filing into the friendly confines here tonight. Ball comes again set just in back of the 40-yard line of Richland Center, and Shep will look it over. He'll take the snap from under center, awaiting it. Long snap count, and there it is. Hand off to the halfback, Brady Dosh, and he spun around. 40-yard line brought down. Got back the loss before, and nearly back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third and about 10 and a half yards to go for the Hornets here today as they get back into the huddle and run the play in from the near side. Prairie du Chien getting a lot of penetration along that line. That was 74 Ryland Poole, who's a guard both ways for the Blackhawks. Three men wide side, one man to the near side, and Shep will operate out of the shotgun, awaiting the snap from center. Long snap count, and there it is. He backs up to his own 35, rolls near side, throws on the run, caught by Dosh. He's got a first down, 45-40, in the Prairie territory. He's got a man to take him down the sideline. He could go all the way. He is into the end zone for a touchdown. How about that? Touchdown, Richland Center on the first possession. And the third play from scrimmage. Brady Dosh with a receiving touchdown. He's had all kinds of yards this year. The Hornets get the job done with a great run. And now awaiting the snap, they're going to talk about the extra point. Going to lay it down. And Liam Fingerson, they are glad to have him back in the lineup. The holder is